9 years for man who mailed powder to White House, threatened Trump. By Bob Price on January 28, 2021. A U.S. federal court sentenced a Connecticut man to 9 years in prison after he admitted to mailing an envelope containing a white powdery substance to the White House. He also mailed a letter threatening to kill then-President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Carrie A. Dooley sentenced Gary Joseph Gravel to more than 9 years in federal prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release after he pleaded guilty to using the U.S. mail to send letters containing a white powdery substance he claimed to be anthrax to the White House in September 2018, according to information obtained from the U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut. He also admitted to making threats against various mental health providers and facilities in Connecticut. Finally, he admitted to mailing a letter threatening to kill the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Just over a year ago, Gravel pleaded guilty to 5 counts of maliciously conveying false information about an explosive, 1 count related to the sending of hoax anthrax letters, and 1 count of making threats against the President, the U.S. Attorney's Office said in a written statement. He also admitted to violating the terms of his supervised release from a 2013 conviction. Another federal court in Connecticut sentenced Gravel to 70 months in prison on July 19, 2013. The court found that he mailed numerous threatening letters in 2010. Prison officials released the man in 2015. The court allocated 86 months in prison for his actions in 2018 and added an additional 24 months to be served consecutively for violating his supervised release conditions, prosecutors reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.